Hey, good morning. It's Monday, July 22nd. Just about 5:36. Thank you for starting your morning here with us, your morning and your week. Here with us on the Morning Reboot on Q105. A busy morning as always. Actually, today's not as busy as Friday. And we have some busy stuff coming up throughout the week. If you ever want to, have to dip out of the show for some time, but you want to see what you missed, you can text for our podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link for that day's show if you do it close to 10 o'clock. If you do it before then, you'll probably get the podcast link from prior shows. But keep up there. No songs, no commercials on the podcast link. You just have to wait till we're done. Before we're done today, Janet Amid will be here with us after 8 o'clock. She will get you some free astrological readings. And I know a lot of people have had some choppy lives with lots of stress and lots of drama lately. Maybe Janet can answer why. Before then, a panel full of ladies, and we are fully loaded right after 7 o'clock for movies that people are surprised you haven't seen. And yes, I'm going to monopolize that segment.
You're good.
That's just about it. I got a manic music mix for you right on Monday.
Manic. Early.
I know. Right after 6 o'clock. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig 538. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and a Mickey Mouse Floyd. Do it in the Mickey Mouse voice.
I can't.
Oh, boy. Hi.
Oh, boy. Hi. I need, like, lubricant in my throat. I'm not drinking anything today. Maybe get some water. You'll get a good one by the end of the day.
Okay.
Hi.
I have one question for you.
I have maybe possibly three answers because I can't stay on track.
Did you see The Lion King this weekend?
I saw it yesterday, about 12 hours ago.
Let me check the message I received. Sunday at 4:45. Where were you? Is that after you saw it?
No, I saw it at 4:35.
So a little earlier. Okay, she didn't tell me which one, but yes, one of my friends saw you. She said she didn't say hi. What? She wasn't sure if it was you. She'll say hi next time.
It's me.
It's me.
Do
Mickey Mouse.
Oh boy.
No,
it's me. I can't do it. I need to drink some water. You will get it before 6 o'clock. I got 20 minutes.
Made a lot of money, $186 million. Mm-hmm. There's a Beyonce song on that album that I adore. With Jay-Z and Childish Gambino.
I've not heard that one yet, but however, the Spirit song is placed very well in this movie. I'm happy she didn't sing it. Her character didn't sing it.
So give me your a beloved fan's review of the movie.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it, but I have to be that person for being honest. There were some scenes, the first half, until Timon and Pumbaa showed up, where I was just like, okay, we're just going through the motions. Okay. Because it was shot for shot the first half of the movie.
Right.
And I don't think it's really too exciting for us who, that's our generational movie. You know what I mean? Like, that was prime real estate for me growing up. It was literally The Lion King, Hercules, and Mulan. So I was just like, okay, we get it. However, I can't say his name. Scar's voice can do something to my body.
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
His voice can do something to my body. And you know what? And I take back everything I said about Be Prepared. It was so good in the movie.
Good.
And I was like, okay, I get it. It's good. It's good. It's the only scene that wasn't shot for shot. But then when Timon and Pumbaa showed up, comic gold. Like, we don't deserve them. We really don't deserve Timon and Pumbaa. We don't. They're hilarious.
So you're happy.
I'm beyond the moon.
Do you know what? It's kind of interesting, and we don't have to spend too much time on this. There are always complaints.
Mm-hmm.
The aerial stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look like what I remember. And yeah. Then here, it's exactly what you remember, and people were not happy.
And then I would say this, because like there was someone online, she was like, "The this movie is, like, there were some people who were like, this movie sucked, it was horrible, blah, 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 blah." Those people you're never going to, like, please, ever, ever. You can give them $1 million, pay for this movie, every concession stand thing, you could get memorabilia, they'd still find some way to complain about it. They're just people you just can't please. However, she did say, she was like, the death of Mufasa, this isn't a spoiler if you saw the cartoon, the death of Mufasa was hilarious. First off, the death of Mufasa was even more traumatic than the first time I saw it, and it was so good because it had, what's his name's voice? Ejiofor. What's his name?
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Whatever, I'm just going to point you. No. When he was like, I'm not giving anything away, when he's like, long live the king, and like, throws him. I was just like, all the feels. And then like Baby Simba was like, no. And I was like, oh my God. It was so good.
One reasonable, I guess, complaint from people who saw it last week.
If you say the expressions of the lions.
Yeah.
Listen, they're lions. Lions don't just go walk around Earth saying, hey, buddy. Hey, what's up, buddy? Grr.
But some people said that that's what made them enjoy the animated movie so much, that they could gesticulate their faces in animation.
Those people are probably the same people who complain that the cat people don't look like cats. Shut up. I said what I said.
Who'd you see it with?
My friend Travis. He's my movie buddy. We saw Dark Phoenix together, and I looked at When it first started, I go, I have the same feelings. I was like, I have the same feelings as I had when Dark Phoenix. I'm so excited. And I looked at him, I go, this better not cuss word it up. Like, I had the same, like, feels going into it. I'm like, I'm so excited. I'm so emotionally attached to this movie. And then if you guys do know me, you know that Dark Phoenix was a huge letdown. Lion King was maintained the course that I wanted and needed.
Well, now you're 1-for-2 with Travis.
Yeah. We've seen other stuff before, but like,
of this summer.
Well, I'm also not a huge movie goer. Like, I'm making an attempt to like do movie. I even bought the Lion King tin can last night, like the little popcorn tin can. That's like my thing. Does I have a little Dark Phoenix one? No, I have the Lion King one.
At the theater?
Yeah.
What'd that cost?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Like $18?
Okay, so I got a large pop in that tin can of popcorn. It was $17.50. I was like, Do you want my firstborn baby too?
And we're worried about giving Russian developers our pictures.
Yeah, someone's like, what did he say to me? He's like, you know, you just gave the Russians permission to go through your phone. I said, if they want all those unsolicited D pics, go right ahead.
5:43. I had maybe my best weekend in a long time, and I did as little moving in a long time as possible. Nice. You probably know why. 5:43, good morning. This is the Song of the Summer. Welcome to the morning reboot. 5:40. Sorry. Q105. Yeah, 5:46, as I was saying.
That's at least you're going to say it now.
That's the name of the radio station. There you go. It's the morning reboot, Q105. Eric Chase and Floyd, you can text in this morning if you would like. 419-240-1055.
Should have went to get a drink of water during that song.
Could have, but
I was looking up Lion King stats.
I could see why you'd want to stay and hear that great song of summer.
It's growing on. I do like it. I can't say that I don't.
My friend Laura from Lucas County yesterday, K9 Care and Control, was it yesterday or Saturday? She told me that Molly got adopted.
Yay!
Now, she said she wasn't there, so that leads me to think that, all right, hold on, maybe somebody got, I'm not saying that Laura by any chance is lying to me, but when I looked at pictures of dog, because they always post the pictures of, like, adoption pictures, and I didn't see any of Molly with who she was going with.
Oh, like the family when they do, like, the little group photo.
And a couple of beagles did get adopted between Friday and yesterday. And by the way, the $5 special is over, which sucks, but there's always some kind of sale.
Yeah.
I hate saying that when it comes to animals. But adoption deal, whatever you want to call it. So
promo.
Promo. That's
always
a good one.
Always a good promo.
So though, I'm hoping that Molly got adopted. When the rest of the world wakes up, I'll find out. Down the hallway at K100, Lynn, her daughter Caitlin, is like one of like the top volunteers over there. So maybe Lynn will know, because she knows that I've been thinking a lot about Molly. And when Saturday I found out from Laura, I was all excited to at home. It was like 2:00 in the afternoon to Diddy and Andre. I was like, guys, Molly got adopted. And I was raising my voice like that. And they're like, we're going outside. I'm like, no, Molly got adopted.
Right. Your foster sister. She's gone to better pastures.
I had been thinking about going and grabbing her Saturday and having her.
Oh, you talked to her about that. Loosely,
very loosely,
yeah,
and running around with her, like I was here for a couple hours on Saturday. We obviously were not. By the way, this is not a golf clap. That's real applause.
Okay,
Toledo. I don't think anybody did anything stupid over the weekend in the heat. There were
we did pretty good.
No elderly deaths. Mm. Nobody left anything that they shouldn't have in the car. I mean, like a living being. So well done. I have not seen any news.
I'm trying to think of
heat deaths.
We were packed Friday. I'm trying to think of my places where I was. Yeah, I think we did pretty good. Also, back to canine care. They had a little cute little white puppy, white dog up there named Patriot. I may have saved this video to my phone.
I'd like to see it. Because I was scanning, I was looking at their page
playing
hard.
In water. I don't know if he...
Oh, yeah, I did see it.
He was playing in ice and water. I'm sure he got adopted, but they're like, on hot days, we play in ice. I was like, he's so cute.
But I was thinking of having Molly run around with me. We weren't going to do walks or anything. We just like kind of have a foster day with me. Mm-hmm. But then I realized that Laura had told me someone was coming to see her.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to make sure that they did. But I'll find out on that. This was like... I had a really good weekend. Now, granted, yesterday was like a Sunday of nap on, nap off.
Uh-huh.
I know it was Amazon. Everybody, I think, got their Amazon Prime stuff.
Yes.
My debit card is truly quivering after Friday.
Because
I did some splurging on myself. Not Amazon stuff. But I was like, F it. Bang. And then Saturday, what I had waited for was that was like the big day at San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I got my Star Trek nerd thing going, and it was hardcore. Like, I can't remember the last time I was that emotionally or physically aroused.
You and half of America.
No way.
There were people sharing it there. Because at first I thought it was you sharing it. And then I was like, oh, that's not you.
People
are excited.
You've got to keep me restrained today. I think I've limited our entertainment news, and there's not a lot going on locally or entertainment-wise, but Saturday was a fun day, and then I'm trying to dig in to do something on Saturday night, and then all the Marvel stuff started popping off. And I knew that there was going to be a couple of things, mm-hmm. maybe one or two, like, bombs. Like, mm-hmm. we had an idea. There's no more Avengers, mm-hmm. and there's all the rumors and stuff. And then that bomb was Mahershala Ali.
I know. You sent me a text in all caps. I go, I already know what
he will
be up there today. That would be my job.
Let me tell you, and I won't nerd out with this too much, but he was like the bombshell after they made all the announcements mm-hmm. and the timelines. And the bombshell doesn't even have a date for a movie.
I know, and people are it's trending.
The thing is, there's not much happening in 2020, like three things,
mm-hmm.
no more this year. So it's all 2020, and then 2021 is stuffed. So I'm thinking that and Black Panther and Captain Marvel stuff will mm-hmm. happen quickly in 2022, which seems like forever from now, but it's less than 3 years. But apparently there's a story circulating that after Mahershala Ali won or was nominated, I have to double check,
mm-hmm.
Oscars for Green Book, he called up like the godfather of all things Marvel and said, I'm playing Blade.
Look at me. I am Blade now.
I am the Blade now.
I am the Blade now.
It's
no perfect fit if you think about it, because like
yes.
when you think of something like that, like a reboot or like a continuation, you compare it to the original. I was like, that's Baby Wesley Snipes. Like,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's a good call. Whoever was just like, you know what? Let's greenlight it. There's no script. There's no production date. This movie doesn't even have to be made in the next 10 years. Let's do it. Let's work with them.
Somebody.
Genius.
They didn't even have it. There was no graphics or anything. Mahershala Ali, the whole stage was lined up with people. And then he gets announced and he gets cheer, obviously, because he's a brilliant, talented actor. Mm-hmm. And then he puts a hat on, which you could barely see the font.
It was like a good reveal. I had to watch it because I'm assuming as soon as it happened, like my Facebook and Twitter were just like, and then you had texted me and said, oh, I know, I'm here for it.
I did so much exclamatory cursing to myself on the internet. I couldn't believe it. Like, I was emotionally drained on Saturday.
See, I wish I would have known, because I was at a volleyball tournament all day Saturday.
Yeah, you wasted your day.
No, I wish I could have. I was like a 13-year-old. While they were playing volleyball, I was playing apps on my phone. I could have been watching Comic-Con.
You could have been.
It didn't even cross my mind.
You were outside?
Yeah, I was dying. I was pure death. I have tan lines. Isn't that disgusting? Yeah. Oh, it's right here too. I was like, oh, look at my original color. I'm actually
did. And I'm guessing everybody stayed hydrated.
Oh yeah, it was really cool. It was at Forest View Lanes, and it was for a charity. And Stefan played on a team with my friends Calvin and Jay, the ones Janet always talks about, okay. Her masseuse guy, her whatever therapist. But yeah, 11:30 to 7:30.
Dear God,
dear Lord. Okay, I prayed to gods beyond. I prayed to gods beyond our world.
You were like, at the freight hours. Did you go inside at all?
I did for like an hour and a half to eat. It was at Forest View, so it was cool. It was a good venue, but I was just like, it's hot. And then like one of the people were like, oh, you're sweating and not even moving. And I go, look, sir, it is hot. I don't care. Yes, you're playing volleyball. Congratulations, you athletic being. However, nothing about this body says that I'm going to hit a ball willingly.
I have a quick question as we wrap up our second segment here. We'll do a Matic music mix to torture you after six. Now, I saw a little bit on Friday, and I could reason that maybe they were coming from work. But I also saw some on Saturday. Like, when I was driving to the gym, I saw a woman, I think, in, like, leggings or yoga pants. What the hell are you doing wearing pants on days like that?
Listen. So, there was a team, they call them the Jersey Shore team, that Stefan's team played. And this man had on a hoodie. And I was like, you don't love yourself, or you're just going to play, I don't even know, D-back. What'd you say, D-back? First off, and he was like, well, he kept saying, because the girl was like, you have a hoodie on. He's like, it's dry, whatever it's called, that brand.
The Nike dry fit stuff?
Yeah, he was like, it's dry fit. I was like, you still look hot. Yeah. I don't care who you are. Like, take that off. This isn't an NBA game.
And
no one's recording you. This isn't Wimbledon, Serena.
I know.
He made me angry.
I know that
he looked hot.
Some women might wear leggings or yoga pants or whatever you choose because, like, I didn't shave my legs. Look, if the heat index is near 110, nobody cares. Just try to be warm.
No.
Or, I'm sorry, just try to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
5:56, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Reboot, a Manic music mix to start your Monday. It's a couple of minutes away. Good morning. 611 Q105. It's the Morning Reboot. You can text the show today, 419-240-1055, 419-240-1055. About an hour or so from now, you can already catch up with this on our Facebook page. Movies that everyone has seen. Got to throw some on there or maybe add some or go, I haven't seen any of these. A panel full of ladies with prizes. Kids Bop. We're doing Kids Bop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids Bop tickets. We'll do that after 7:30 and our friend Janet Amid will join us after 8 o'clock this morning. We're a second or two away from terrorizing Floyd with today's Manic music mix. But first, a quick story that I just came across. Mm-hmm. There's a spot down in Florida. Do you ever use Baby Shark at your other job means? Because the kids
stop a behavior, absolutely.
There's, I guess, like a banquet type area in a ritzy Florida place, and they struggle with homelessness, and they could do other things to help these people out, I suppose. But it's just an area where homeless people find the night to sleep. So to keep those people from doing that, they're playing Baby Shark on repeat.
That's stupid. Baby Shark is a joyful song.
Well, not if
you know. And if I'm homeless, ain't no song gonna stop me. Okay, Baby Shark, do. We roommates now.
They think it's supposed to terrorize these people away from sleeping there to deter them.
Ignorant and stupid. I'm so mad right now.
Good.
Angry Monday.
You're going to be even more mad when we play this.
Go. And oh my gosh. I got none of that. I got none of it.
Do you want to give up?
The first was like, girl, that's what it sounded like in my head.
That's correct.
One more time. I'm going to get at least two.
Congratulations, by the way. There are no stories in our news segment, which happens around 6:30, where we've got a report of any heat deaths or heat injuries or anything like that. So well done.
I mean, sometimes it's... We'll clap. We'll say human mistakes. Because sometimes you can't fight natural nonsense.
I guess.
Like you. It's good that we didn't self-inflict ourselves on something.
Right.
However, but I'm sure someone died during the thing. So.
But not due to the heat, I hope.
Hopefully not.
All right, one more.
Go. And One of them, I feel like it's a Billie Eilish song because it just sounds like it made my throat hurt.
You're correct. What's wrong with Billie Eilish song?
Was it the first one?
I have to listen again.
Yes. Oh, gross. Oh, I know the third one, too. We come back time to the good old days. We turn back time. Now we're
so one is Billie Eilish, bad guy.
Yeah, okay. I'm back in the game.
And three is 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots, that's the group.
Stressed out.
Come on, one more time. I'm going to get one more. We're going to three.
Then I have another story for you.
What are those songs? Like, just a little trouble. I don't even know.
The last one might not have enough there, so my apologies. I'll see how far we get with it, but well done.
One, I got two in the first set. We good.
One is Billie Eilish, bad guy. Three is Stressed Out. It's 6:15 Q105, the morning reboot. So I guess this story is about a month old, and other people have dug it up in years past. It appears that there is a... There's an asteroid that I guess will fly somewhat nearby in 7 years or so. It's potentially reachable. But hold on. Wait a minute. I mean, the moon landing anniversary was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny. I've read a bunch of stories about it because I don't know too much about it. But this one article that I read talked about how there are different angles of photos. And it simply said, for those that don't believe the landing actually happened... But it's wild to think that we as humans, I mean, it's amazing how much technology we have here and simply what we've achieved in the last 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
But to think 50 years ago, we went to a celestial body, we left this planet. And I guess it's hard for me to comprehend because all of that is math.
Right.
With fractions and decimal points and all that stuff. You see the Tom Hanks movie, Apollo, was that 11 or 13?
13, Apollo 13.
It's all math. And maybe because math was never a good subject for me, why I could never do it.
And Hidden Figures with the three scientist women of color who helped actually get it off the ground, essentially.
It's all math. So you have, and I think this is an endeavor worth at least thinking about. There's an asteroid that I guess will be between Mars and Jupiter, so it's not terribly far away, that we could potentially get to, and with the raw materials and metals that are there, it would be worth about $700 quintillion.
Oh!
If we were to get that thing and split it up for everybody on Earth, each person would have $93 million.
Get that rock. Where's the question?
Yeah.
Who needs math when you have, 93 million, you said?
Well, but you need the math to get there.
Well, get them.
I'm sorry. If you're wondering, that's a 1 with 18 zeros. It's such a large amount of money that if you divide it up between everyone alive on Earth currently, each person would get about 93 billion.
Billion?
Yeah, sir.
You know what you would do at 93 billion? I wouldn't even care what my neighbor's doing. You know what I mean?
You could.
But hey, Chuck, how's that 93 billion? Don't worry about it. You right. Just keep going about your business.
You could you could shut down any form of currency and eliminate likely every problem on the planet.
You could buy Jupiter.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, who would you pay?
Huh?
Who would you pay?
Yourself. 93 billion?
Each.
I just want 93 cents.
Each.
Each
person.
Oh, can you imagine having a big family and just combining that all together?
So it would eliminate.
All right, Ma, Tiana, Jishan, we got to stick it out for the next 7 years just in case this goes down.
Start building your way there.
Mm-mm, that's what they got math people for. I'd pay $93 billion if we get this rock. I would pay them for the time that they did. I could pay someone. You did the math. Here's $12 billion for you. You got it. That's a good day.
And that's if you split it up with everybody on the planet. If the Andersons themselves acquired this thing, you could pay everybody, you could pay people to get you there, pay people to mine it, and you could have all that money yourself.
I'd buy Earth and take the TH out and call it what I used to call it, Earth.
Earth.
Okay, I'd say, look at me. This is my planet now.
Just search quintillion and asteroid. And
wow.
This
how many zeros in quintillion?
18.
Damn.
6:18 with the morning reboot. Because there, any guesses how many traffic instances, how many traffic nuisances there are in the area? It's not 18 or a quintillion.
I'm in height 22.
You're close.
Oh, okay.
You're close. Like there are that many headaches in the area for traffic. That and more, including the Pizza Palooza winners, coming up around 6:30 or so here on Q105.
Q105. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Saw a lot of people at the Trevor Noah show. I didn't go. I saw a lot of people were out at the show on Friday night.
I saw a lot of my friends went. Stefan went with his best friend and his two best friends. So, yeah, it was a good show, they said.
Our friend Alex from the Wellness and Recovery Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was messaging or commenting with her on Saturday. I said, I saw you out at the show. Were you sitting in your own? Were you baking and bathing in your own sweat for 4 hours? She's like, yes, and everyone next to me too. Mm-hmm. It must have been, that must have been the most disgusting time of the weekend.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, right. Because like, I don't know why, we talked about this at Love Fest too. How come when the sun goes down, it gets hotter?
Humidity?
Like, I don't, like, is it like the transition period? But like, it never feels, even at Pride when I'm like outside during like the transition from afternoon to evening, when the sun is starting to go down, it just gets hot. Like, it even happened at the volleyball tournament. Like, I was like, it's getting hotter.
I think it's
as
humidity.
As evening is coming. Like, it's just gross.
Have you seen the meme? And I guess Ice Cube is one of the ones on it. The weather person says it's 97 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But they say the heat index is 110. And then the Ice Cube goes, then it's 110. Well, I get that. And, you know, I like or dislike wordplay, because the thermometer will say 97. I don't think the thermometer reads humidity.
Mm.
So that's why
it's
we have two
like
different
when
ones.
It snows. It's like it's 18, but it feels like negative 32. Then it's negative 32.
But the thermometer doesn't read that.
The thermometer doesn't have to go that way.
This is back on Friday. A sad story that was ongoing throughout the morning and then even into the early evening. A couple of male workers died after being trapped in the Anderson grain silo on Edwin Drive in Toledo Friday. Statement from the Andersons at 9 a.m. this morning. The Andersons was alerted that two employees were trapped inside a grain storage tank at our facility. Toledo Fire and Rescue was contacted immediately and rescue operations were initiated. Just after 6 on Friday, crews recovered the first victim's body, and then around 6:30, they recovered the other one. TFD conducted a confined space tech rescue for about 2 hours Friday morning before it later returned into a recovery mission. Just terrifying. Mm-hmm. Terrifying and mm-hmm. very sad. Next up, the $69 billion two-year budget by Governor Mike DeWine that was signed into law last week raises the legal purchasing age for tobacco, e-cigarettes, nicotine-containing vape pens, and related products to 21, as well as creating a new tax specifically targeting vaping. If a young person can get to 21 without smoking, the odds are pretty heavy that they're not going to ever smoke. But there's a critical time period, 14, 15, 16, up until 2021, that really, for most people, determines are they going to smoke or are they not going to smoke. We also know vaping is very addictive, he said. If we can help get young people to not go down that path, we're doing them, I think, a pretty big favor. We're doing what's right. While vaping has been cited by the tobacco industry as a way of hearing to wean traditional smokers off smoking, DeWine noted it is also shown to increase the chances that a young person who starts vaping might later turn to smoking. My mom smoked forever. It killed her. Mm-hmm. And my mom died 4 years ago yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I often think, I wonder if she thought she had some of the same invincibility my grandmother did,
mm-hmm.
who smoked for decades and decades and died around 87 or 88. Now, she died of lung cancer, but mm-hmm. she also, that lung cancer, she never had a chance because she was just older at that point. I've moved away from caring anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we've gotten a good control on smoking in public places where we remember that's the smoking section. Yeah, but it's the next.
It's still wafting over my chicken tenders.
Right. Now that we've corrected that, if you want to smoke, smoke.
I say it's killed two of my family members that I know of, but smoking's just never been in me to ever even like. I puffed a cigarette before and I was like, why? Why would you do this?
And I know that there's science all over the place. Vaping has helped people get off cigarettes, but so far as I know, vaping is not good. And in the long run, once we may find out that it winds up being worse than cigarettes, I don't know. And then I know a lot of times people like to compare it to like alcohol mm-hmm. with damage you can do to your body. I would think that there are more connections that cigarettes will kill you as opposed to some other things. I'm not sure. But like you, I've never been a smoker, mostly because it killed my mom. And I knew,
right.
I knew that when I was 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, that it was killing my mom.
I just, it, for me, like even before, even as young child, before it took the people in my family, I just never liked the way it smelled. Yeah. Like I was always like, why does, I'm not going to say their names, why does so-and-so-and-so smell like that? And like my mom was like, oh, because they're smoking. I'm like, ugh. Like just as a kid, it just, that smell, every time I smell someone with it, like that stale, like it's embedded in your clothes smell, I'm just like, you don't smell yourself.
BGS used mural painting class, struck again, this time in the Old South End, a group of about 20 students led by Gordon Ricketts, a senior art lecturer at the BGSU art department. They completed a mural late last week of Frida Kahlo. Did I say her last name right?
Yeah, and it looks amazing. I'm going to clap for
it's
them.
On the exterior wall of the original sub shop on Broadway Street. What's up, Mo?
Yeah.
Marine's original sub shop. It's a great little restaurant downtown if you've never been. It's just past San Marcos. It's one of four mural projects this year for the group, which also included a 6-foot high, 180-foot long mural along with the interior of the Lucas County Children's Services, East Toledo Family Center, the back wall of Sophia Quintero, and two exterior walls on the new tap room, Arlen's Good Beer Tap Room, opening this fall in BG. It was donated. A $24,000 donation came in from the E.S. Wagner Company, the contractor for the 75 reconstruction project underway between Door and South Avenue. A couple murals had been raised, so they offered some of that money.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, is this the only Toledo? I feel like I've been to other cities. I feel like we just have beautiful murals everywhere.
There's murals everywhere. It's a new thing.
Like, is it happening in, like, other cities?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to know because I've been to Columbus. I'm like, oh, we don't have any murals. And I've been in Detroit. I'm like, oh, there's, like, one mural. But, like, I feel like we have them everywhere you turn. It's kind of like our metro parks. Like, oh, there's another one.
I'm going to dig up the article that I read. It was kind of eye-opening, and it was a national article about Detroit, how capitalism or big business has kind of taken over the muralization of some cities.
Oh, okay.
Where it went from like
makes sense,
a cool art thing to people seeping money into that. I'll find the article and send it over to you. Project is going to close Sylvania Avenue. Reconstruction and paving project will close part of Sylvania to eastbound traffic beginning today. Eastbound Sylvania will be blocked between King and McCord in the township for 18 days with a detour posted to Central Avenue. And it seems like everything is detoured to Central, so that's creating more trouble over there. There are 20 traffic situations to be aware of. You can hit our Q105 Facebook page for more, including still some work on the trail near City Park with reduced lanes, and then Detroit Avenue, one way northbound from Burn to Copeland for street reconstructions. And we didn't know about it until Friday, but Pizza Palooza went on in that heat. I saw my friends over at Mama Mary's hung in there. They didn't win, and your People's Choice winners were from 3-1, Red Eye Pie, never heard of them.
Same.
Annie's, and then J Cup's number one. Judge's Choice, from 3-1. Amy's Cameo, that's with Reset.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and number one is a place I've never heard of, but I'm assuming they're going to get a lot more business now. Not Bambino's, Dandino's. I've never heard of them.
I did.
You did?
No. I'm just laughing at myself. Like, yeah, I did do that.
Because you thought it was Bambino's?
And I walked in and said, Bambino's, what? And you're like, no, Dandino's. Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Not to discredit them by
No.
I've never heard of them.
I was just one of those situations. I was like, oh, I thought we were going for like local businesses, but whatever. When I thought Bambino's had won, I'm putting my foot in my mouth again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I thought we were doing locals. And then you said, no, Dandino's. Like, oh, I never heard of them. That's probably why.
The Avengers finally gets its record. Its record. Whatever. Twisted as it may be. And also, an engagement happened over the weekend in Hollywood with a couple of big stars. We'll get to that and more before 7 o'clock on Q105. 6:52 here on the Morning Reboot. This is Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. We are brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Floyd has a Mickey Mouse shirt on today. Can you?
Ooh, hold on.
I asked him to do this earlier.
You got to try to do it.
Needed to warm the voice up.
Let's see if we can do it. Oh, boy. There we go.
Oh, boy, it's Floyd.
Oh, boy, it's Floyd.
Nah, we're getting there.
Hello, Eric.
We're getting there. It was a very emotional Twitter filled weekend for me. Probably emotional as well for Rooney Mara and Joaquin Phoenix. The Mara family is quite well known. Girl from the Dragon Tattoo, and Joaquin Phoenix will hit it big again when the Joker rolls around in the fall. They are engaged. Finally, the news comes less than 2 months after they both sparked speculation that they were taking the next step in their relationship after she was spotted wearing a large diamond. The bling was on full display in May. She ran errands in L.A. carrying a Go Vegan bag. They met in 2016 on the set of the film Mary Magdalene, in which Mary played the title role alongside Phoenix as, you could guess it,
Jesus.
Jesus, yes.
Jesus.
The future spouses began dating shortly after and made their red carpet debut in May of 2017. But they are officially now engaged. Have you followed this ASAP Rocky stuff? So
I have.
We started to get to know what was going on like late last week. He's been jailed in Sweden since July 2nd after a June 30th altercation in Stockholm with fans who were following him and his friends. Though those fans have since been charged with molestation and assault, according to Variety.
What?
Yeah, those fans. But nobody cares about them because they're not famous. So the rapper, also known as Rakim Mayers, has yet to be formally charged as they continue their investigation. The authorities have refused to release them as they continue looking into what happened. Prosecutors and a judge deemed him a flight risk. So this is where Kim and Kanye jumped in. The couple reached out to Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, who, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, encouraged the president to advocate for the star's release. Now TMZ reports the State Department's and the president's decision to get involved might backfire. ASAP Rocky, according to TMZ, might actually be in even more peril as he lingers in a Swedish jail because the U.S. government tried to help him. In fact, TMZ adds, the fear is now the prosecutor may actually go harder on him to show he's not kowtowing to the U.S. government officials.
Let's talk about this with my sister. I was like, that would be my biggest fear overseas if, like, someone advocated for me. Like, these aren't big charges. Like, just, they're going to... If you want to be in prison, you want to be in prison in Sweden. Out of all places on this earth and world. But I'm just saying, like, we're not well-liked right now. And, like, they've kind of meddled and just let them do their thing. They're not going to do anything wrong to him. We know he's over there, you know what I mean? Kind of like the kid in Korea. Like, we know he's there, but those are worse conditions than we can ever imagine.
Right.
But I'm just saying, like... he's there for a reason. They're not going to do anything wrong. He's not there for like murder or like theft or like tampering with like religious articles or stuff. It's just an altercation between fans and a star. The fans have already been charged with something. So like, I think Kim and Kanye need to stay in their lane and quit calling the White House or Washington D.C. for stuff that doesn't pertain to them. Because like you said, this could potentially backfire.
Bieber popped in as well.
I loved his quote.
I want my friend out. I appreciate you trying to help. He tweeted the president. I appreciate you trying to help him. But while you're at it, real Donald Trump, can you let those kids out of cages?
Right.
Okay. last thing. And you have one job today.
What?
One job.
Two. I got to add people to the wall.
Put Mahershala Ali on the wall and don't let me get too nerdy.
Can I put Brie Larson up there? I think she's so pretty. But she's for me, not you.
I'm a no to her, though. We got to agree.
Okay. I'll keep looking.
Marvel got their record, shockingly, right as the Marvel comic book panel happened, or Marvel Comics, the whole Marvel panel, Saturday night in San Diego at Comic-Con. The Avengers Endgame finally surpassed Avatar, the global box office, to become the highest grossing film of all time. Cameron's 2009 Avatar held the worldwide record for about 10 years at 2.78 billion. Avengers entered the weekend about Avatar was 2.788. Avengers entered the weekend at 2.783. As the panel started, they got the record. And I will briefly and succinctly go over some of the announcements from Marvel over the weekend that had me all excited. It was a very emotional day for me between Star Trek stuff from my childhood that had me overcome with emotion to this. And there were no real surprises. The next Marvel film that gets released will be Black Widow next spring, an origin story featuring, of course, Scarlett Johansson and David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Who's he? He's
Chief Hopper.
Chief Hopper, I like him.
So we're just going to cross out the Hellboy movie of this. there's only two Marvel movies next year, which seems small. They made announcements for 2020 and 2021. A lot of stuff is happening in 2021. This is like what they're calling Phase 4. Next fall will be The Eternals, featuring Angelina Jolie and Richard Madden from Game of Thrones. And also, late 2021 is when the Disney Plus shows will begin to hit and we get our money's worth. Also of note, Natalie Portman will be back as Thor's love interest, Jane Foster, but she will be playing the mighty Thor in Thor 4 called Love and Thunder. Marvel's first major Asian character will hit the screen, Shang-Chi. I'm unfamiliar with the actor playing him, but that's a big deal as well. Benedict Cumberbatch will be returning as Doctor Strange with... what's her face? Elizabeth Olsen in 2021 for another Doctor Strange. And then the night capped off with many of these stars on stage and Kevin Feige, who kind of oversees the Marvel Universe, and brought out Mahershala Ali with a hat that read Blade on it. There is no date. There is nothing more than a logo.
There's nothing but a hat.
Because the story goes that after Mahershala Ali, who started to win for Green Book, win awards for Green Book, maybe even as much as after the Oscars and the Academy Award that he won, called up Kevin Feige and said, Blade, and I'm playing it. Something maybe as succinct as that. And they just signed a deal, and there are no dates. There is no how much is he, and it's perfect.
It's like,
it
it's
doesn't
like,
need more words.
You hear about those stories in like old Hollywood. You never hear them happen now. Like, you always hear like, I can't think of an old actor. It's like, just don't throw any. Like Marilyn Monroe would call, like, "I'm going to play this role," and they'd be like, "Okay, fine. We'll center a character around you, babe." Like that's how they talked. Like you never hear stories like that. You never hear like anyone just like, "Hey, I want to do this character." Well, we don't have anything planned. I don't care.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, make it, because I'm sure. Like, I want to know how he feels about Wesley Snipes. Like, I feel like,
oh, I think Snipes will be in the movie somehow.
Oh, I'm just saying, like, I just think maybe that's one of the people, like, he looked up to, because, like, they have very similar, like, features and acting styles, actually.
Completely agree.
But, like, so, like,
less tax problems.
But for him to actually call up and be like, Blade, me, now, make it. And they were like, okay, fine, done.
Yeah, we knew a lot of these projects were in the pipeline, and we got a few more details. But to me, I was waiting for one bombshell, and I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah,
like we don't know if it's going to be a TV show, a movie. It could. They announced an animated project. We have no idea, but I'm excited for it.
It's because good.
People forget that was Marvel's first non-white superhero to hit the screen,
and it was in the. For me, I didn't even know it was a Marvel movie. Yeah. It came out when I was younger, and it was actually cool just to see someone on screen who kind of looked like me, you know what I mean? Doing good and wasn't like your normal like thug, quote-unquote hood rat selling drugs, like playing that stereotypical role. But, like, he's literally with Blade was a badass. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was
during that time.
Like, he was cool.
There was nothing but like Marvel comic books and cartoon shows, because they were so broke that they were selling off their properties. 701 with the morning reboot. Big movies. Maybe ones you haven't seen. We're going to file this one. Movies that everyone has seen. Hopefully you've made some.
I have a list. I'm actually going through this list. I'm like, I haven't seen.
Okay. I'm going to have a lot of no's for these. We'll get to it next. And big movies you have not seen, be ready to call. Definitely dating Camila Cabello. And not us. 714 Q105, the morning reboot. Thank you for your answers up on our Facebook page. And we'd love your calls here as well. You can always call our text line. You can text or call 419-240-1055. But first, it would appear the announcement has finally been made. It was rumored to be an Amazon center, a fulfillment center for a long time in Rossford. And now that news is official from WTOL and other news sources. Breaking: Amazon announced their plan to open a new fulfillment center in Ohio. New fulfillment centers in Ohio, with one being in Rossford. It should create about 2,500 full-time jobs with comprehensive benefits. And then you can go dig up on the internet whether or not Amazon is a good or bad place to work. But that spot in Rossford, I forget what the secret project name was, but it's now going to be a fulfillment center for Amazon.
Nice. And I have three lady friends of mine. They actually got jobs out of college at BG, and they work at the Amazon facility in Seattle. So they love it.
You don't even know what you're calling for yet. 419-240-1055. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. Don't call yet. You have to wait to see what we're talking about. Or maybe you already know. I mean, I did put it on the Facebook page. On Friday, we read a story that Margot Robbie, who's doing some promo for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that comes out this week, she had some fun with her co-stars, Brad Pitt, and mostly Leonardo DiCaprio. He would tease her about the movies she hasn't seen. The one they really tussled over was Citizen Kane, which is a pretty old movie. And I guess you have to be real movie elitist to watch something like that.
Well, like I said on Friday, I only watched it because I took a film class.
Right. And that's what I say, like movie snob. Like, yeah. You should watch it because it's a classic from decades ago. Mm-hmm. But not everybody's seen those. He got on her because I think he made her watch all the Star Wars movies. Now, I've come across people who haven't watched Star Wars movies before. And this was a good time to talk about... I haven't seen so 80s movies, I don't like much to do with the 80s. So all those classics, Back to the Future, and name another 80s classic.
Off
the top of your head, just hit me.
Ghostbusters, but you've seen that
one. Saw that one. There are a lot of...
Gremlins?
Haven't seen it.
Okay.
People are always stunned by the long list of movies that would fall under, everyone has seen these, that I have not seen. And I might tell you I've seen some of it, or I know plenty about it because I've read the Wikipedia, but I've never seen it. And I was just talking with somebody the other day. I don't dislike movies. In fact, I think I've seen more movies than the average person.
You have. And so, like, when we go through this list of stuff, like, is it like you've just never seen it in its entirety? Like, from beginning, starring, featuring, blah,
I'll
blah,
tell
blah,
you.
To end.
I'll tell you. And then you can decide for yourself. We already have a bunch of responses on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm throwing my list out the window. You guys got a good list over here.
Movies that you think everyone has seen, maybe you haven't. 419-240-1055. Hi, can I help you?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hey, what's up, Chase? How you doing?
Who's this?
Chase.
I thought so. You're on speakerphone. You don't usually call on speakerphone.
Oh, do you need me to be off? I'm on Bluetooth right now.
No, you're fine. I thought it was you, but I couldn't recognize your voice because of your device. So are you calling about the movie topic?
Yes.
What do you got for us, Bob? Are you calling to ask me movies or you?
No. Well, no, I on your Facebook, I put The Dark Knight because that's always on TV and that's just a movie that you just watch even though you've seen it 1,000 times. Jurassic Park, because that's just one of those movies from back in the day, like, you know, the water shaking, the velociraptors in the kitchen.
Yep.
You have to see that one. And then I put Avatar, but then you could also say, like, Titanic, and then, well, like, Endgame now. Because, like, if it's the biggest movie ever, you kind of have to see it.
I've seen parts of Titanic, never all the way through.
It's long. Like, if it's ever on TV, well, obviously it's, like, 6 hours long? But, like...
It's long.
Well, like, after Titanic, it would be, like, Star Wars, and then, like... I mean,
save some for some other people.
I'm sorry. He's in the zone.
Jake, for once, you don't sound like you're drunk at 7 o'clock in the morning. You sound
good,
buddy.
Leave him alone!
I'm in the gym right now. I'm sorry.
Of course you are. Bye, Jake. Thanks, buddy. 419-240-1055. Movies you believe that everyone has seen. And I think this list may shrink as we move on in years, because there's so few of us have cable anymore where we just scroll through the channels and go, oh, I'll watch that. I mean, we do it with Netflix. We look for something. But Jake is right. A lot of classics that would be on this list are always on somewhere.
There's a lot of... I'm like, I had my little list up, and I was like, I'm like going through everyone. Have you... Okay, so maybe we have this in common. This was number one on my list. I've never seen this movie. I don't know if you... I've never seen Jaws.
I've seen it.
You have?
Not beginning to end.
Okay, I've never seen it at all.
Hi, Q105.
It's Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy. Jim-Jims. What movie have you never seen?
And it's an 80s movie, and friends told me it was really good. It was called Man from Snowy River.
I've never even heard of it.
Don't know.
It's about an Australia people, farmers, and it's a group of people fighting. You had people in a higher country fighting against...
Jimmy, hold on. You realize, this is not either kind of movie that we're looking for, right?
Mm-mm. No. Am I stupid?
Mm-mm. You lost me at farmer. I was like, mm-mm.
Wait a minute. But remember this. I am the Butch Homo from Perryford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can keep that movie.
Yes. All right. I'm letting you go, okay? 419-240-1055. A movie that everyone has seen, but you have not. Or if you'd like to ask me one, can you give me some of the ones on the list?
Okay, on my list. So here we go. I'm going to click it up. Do. You already said Titanic. That was. Have you ever seen Home Alone?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm good there.
Shrek.
No.
American Beauty.
No.
Okay. All right, you got me. Silence of the Lambs?
Have.
Okay.
But I don't remember it. In fact, it's on Netflix now and I want to watch it.
All right. So these are my top two because I've seen them religiously, but when I bring them up, people are just like, ew, I've never seen that. So I'm assuming you've seen Roger Rabbit? Roger Rabbit?
In the movies with Grammy Bale.
Okay. So what about Stand By Me?
No.
Okay. See, I was doing good. All right. Grease?
No.
Wow. Okay. Psycho? Either version?
No.
Damn. The Truman Show.
No.
You've seen Fight Club because we talked about that.
I have seen Fight Club.
You've seen Fight... I've not seen... Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. I do love that
okay.
movie.
Okay. Trying to think. I'm going through my list again.
Let me get the number out. 419-240-1055. A movie that is classic you think everyone has seen. I probably have not. Or one of those that you have not seen.
Or this was on the list too, and a lot of people commented on the Q Facebook page. I've never seen it. Maybe you have. Shawshank Redemption?
Never.
And that's based in Ohio.
Right. And the other one that goes with that?
There's another one?
The Green Mile?
Oh, I've never seen The Green Mile either. Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
You never seen the Monty Pythons? I have a huge list for you.
Let's get this. Hi, Q105. Okay. Who's this?
This is Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. A movie you haven't seen that everyone really has?
No, I've seen this movie several times.
Which one is it?
Top Gun.
Never seen it.
Never saw it.
I watched the trailer for Maverick.
Well,
though.
Now they're coming up with the second one.
I know. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to catch up on it. I'm sorry. Floyd just did the teeth thing.
I did the teeth thing. Ready? Here you go. Just for you.
Ugh. That hurts.
It does hurt.
Thanks, Gwen. Have a good morning. 419-240-1055.
What about, Good Will Hunting?
Nope.
What? You've seen that one. Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean? I've never seen any of them, actually.
Zero.
I've never, and there's like four?
I think there's six.
All right, this is the last one, and I seen this because of a film class, but it's on literally the list of like 100 movies that everyone has seen from 97.
Okay,
Life is Beautiful. Do you remember that guy?
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, so it's what made like foreign films popular. A little crazy little man. I can't think of his name. He jumped on the seat when he won the Academy Award.
Tom Cruise?
No. That was Oprah.
I don't know.
What about Jerry Maguire?
Haven't seen it.
Wow. You really have not seen a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Well,
what's a movie you've seen that when you talk about that, people are just like, oh, we've never seen it?
Good example. I had this with Justin on Twitter over the weekend, our friend Justin from the Art Museum. So it looks like, I think it's TBS, is finally getting around to having a Snowpiercer TV show. That was one of the things that got released at Comic-Con over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Snowpiercer will finally be on TBS. And I tweeted, aside from me, somebody I used to work with, like, I don't know if this show is going to work because me and that person are like the only person who have seen that movie, which now came out over 5 years ago and was not released in theaters.
Wait, is a movie called Snowpiercer?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's a movie called Snowpiercer with Tilda Swinton and an extremely bearded, hard to even recognize Chris Evans and Ed Harris. It is a great cast. It's about there was a disaster on the planet and everywhere on the planet is like minus 100 degrees. So people live on a train that goes just around the globe. And the train has a class system. Rich people in the front, poor people in the back. And then it's about the poor people fighting their way forward. Mm. It's a great movie, and they can never get this TV show up and running. So there's a movie.
No, I've never even heard of it.
So I find things like that.
Okay.
But...
See, but you're an independent film watcher, too.
Forrest Gump? Never seen it.
But I feel like if we did a list of like independent, low-budget movies, you would excel. Like Like there would be stuff I would have to deeply Google... To be like, hey, have you seen this? You're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that like 8 times. I'm like,
probably.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of movies you need to see. But here's the thing, though. Do you find that you don't need to see them because people have talked about them so much?
Yes.
That when you watch them, you're kind of just like, oh, this is what happened?
Yes.
Like, here's the thing. I saw Titanic in the movie theater at once. My sister and my cousin Stacy were obsessed with it. But I'm like, you know what happens at the end of it? It's in the name. Titanic. We learned about it in history class.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that everyone's go-to. Like, have you seen Titanic?
I haven't seen Rush Hour either.
Like with Chris Tucker or Jackie Chan?
Nor
man!
I haven't seen any of the Fast and Furious movies. Not a single Mission Impossible.
I've never seen them either.
419-240-1055. You can text in popular movies you haven't seen, or you want to send ones by me if you'd like.
This could drop everything between you and my mother. Have you seen any of the Bourne movies? That's her favorite collection of movies.
Nope.
I'm telling her right now. I got my phone out.
We can.
I'm going to tell her. She's going to have a full on behavior.
We can Netflix and chill to Bourne. to the Bourne Supremacy next time I come over. Panel full of ladies, we will need you to call. We have prizes for you kids, Bob, to be on that panel in less than 15 minutes. I think we might have blown past that too quickly. It's panel full of ladies time. Yes. Here on Q105. First lady to call in for the panel full of ladies. You score tickets to Kids Bop later on this week at the Ohio State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
We need three ladies, 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. First caller scores. First lady to call scores the Kids Bop tickets.
Kids Bop Live. It's like a concert for your kids.
Yeah, sorry we blew. And I want to ask about we had a lot of temperatures on our tongues mm-hmm. the last handful of days. I'd like to ask about some temperatures in your home.
Okay.
Where did you get your thermostat down to over the last couple of days?
Me?
Hell.
It was hot. I have an apartment.
So you put it down to what?
I have a window unit.
Okay. The drama from Starbucks over the weekend, and again, 419-240-1055 to be at our panel full of ladies. We mentioned before we were trying to get my friend Camille promoted over at the Starbucks at Spring Meadows on Airport, and that happened. Thank you for all your support. And by the way, she is very deserving of that promotion, even though I found out that she now has to move to a different location to where I no longer go, but I will miss her and I will still bother her online. And the reason we were bringing up on the air the day of her interview a couple of Wednesdays ago was, I said, go in there, say, Camille is the very best barista Starbucks could ever have, to make a big deal out of it. Because when I go in there, she likes to announce me. Hey, everybody, it's Eric Chase, local celebrity. One, that's not true. Two, while I might sound at times arrogant, filled with hubris, obnoxious, and really, really loud here on the radio, for the most part, when I'm like out doing stuff, I'm very modest, lots of humility, and I do my best to mind my own damn business. So Saturday, I was in there, and her boss was there as well, who trained Camille into this great role. And I made the mistake of getting some food in addition to my coffee.
Mm.
I'll finish the story after the panel full of ladies. I don't like deleting things off the internet, but I did it because I was just not... No drama on Saturday.
Right.
Hi, Anna. Good morning.
Hi there.
Anna's 21, Toledo. Do you even want the Kids Bop tickets? You don't have any kids.
Oh, dear God, no. I will pay you to not give me them.
Why? Why?
I love children, just not in a large mass of them, and especially when I can give them back to their parents.
Oh, you're my kind of lady. All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Also, Megan. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Megan's 27, single, no kids. Do you want the Kids Bop tickets?
Yes, please. Okay. My friends have kids.
Okay. All right, perfect. And last up is Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Mary's 37, Mary, too, because you've been on before with us, like last week, right?
Yes, I was. I was the one with car trouble and had to let go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
Wait, you...
I'm good. My car started overheating, and then it doesn't go above 55, but I made it to my destination, so good. We're good.
We didn't want you being stuck in Napoleon.
Right.
Right?
All right, first question, Anna. How hot or cold, and I don't need specific temperatures, but what kind of showers do you take?
I take really warm ones. I know it's bad for my skin, but I don't know.
Is taking hot showers bad for your skin? I didn't know that.
It's supposed to dry it out, apparently.
Hmm. Okay. Megan, what about you? What's the temperature of your showers?
Warm. I like warm showers.
Warm but not hot?
Yes.
Okay. Mary, what about you?
Hot in the winter, cold in the summer.
Okay. I'm hot all the time, and I don't know how people... Mary, does your skin, do you get used to the cold showers?
I start out warm, and then by the time I get out, I get cold, because the one thing I don't want is to get out and be sweating after my shower.
Right. So. Anna, what do you keep the thermostat in your home at?
67 degrees.
Okay, even this past weekend?
Put it up to 71 because I was freezing, but yeah.
You're freezing this weekend. Okay. Megan, what about you? What does your thermostat stay at?
Like 68. I like it cold inside.
Did you say 58 like pho?
No, 68.
Okay. At least Mary, what about you?
Oh my gosh, I do 73.
What's the matter with that?
I don't like being cold.
We're all different. Anna, you who doesn't like kids, what's the? And I have to use the, if I have to use the dumb button, I will. But be careful if you can. Anna, what's the worst word you will use around a kid?
It depends. If I'm like aware that they're there, then I'll use like stupid or sucks or something. But I've accidentally sworn around kids before when I wasn't paying attention, and I'm like, oh crap.
Okay. Megan, what about you?
I try not to swear in front of kids. If it's other people's kids, I'm okay. But, like, my friend's kids...
Like, will you say, damn?
Yeah, occasionally. Okay. Except then they repeat it, so I have to...
Yeah, that's the bad part.
Now let's get to the mom. Mary, what's the worst word you'll use around your kids?
I've definitely had slip-ups, but most of the time it's, like, crap or damn. But I have... dropped F-bombs, and I'm like, you know.
But you'll say crap or damn around them.
Yes.
Got
and
it.
Actually, a good question to ask other people is, what weird phrases instead of cuss words do you use?
Yeah, we've done that. Mm-hmm. That. We've done that one.
Oh, have you?
We can bring it back. I'm putting Megan on hold.
Yep.
And then Mary and Anna, thanks. Good talking to you, ladies. Have a good rest of your week.
You too, thanks.
7:46. Let me finish the end of that story. So I got food that I had to wait for. Mm-hmm. And I had to make it at Starbucks, and they, I don't ever have names written on my coffee because it's just black coffee, and
right.
I don't have to wait for it. So I've never been a victim of them misspelling my name, mm-hmm. or whatever they do with it. But they wrote on the bagel package, Eric Chase, local celebrity.
I saw that.
And then I put it on Facebook. I guess some people didn't know that I was clearly just joking.
Right.
And I wanted Camille undemoted. I was very much joking. I'm very happy for her. But yes, I do not like being announced when I walk in there.
Say that for me.
Yes.
I need validation in life. It's me.
The one of us on this show with the gigantic out of control ego is that one.
To my face?
Yes.
Thank you.
7:47. Also, out of control, how many people went to go see The Lion King this weekend? We'll get to that and its success and results before 8 o'clock. 7:56 with the morning reboot. We'll have Jan and Amid on with us after 8 o'clock, which is a couple of minutes away. So closer to 8:15. I feel kind of good about myself.
Well, don't ever do that ever
just
again.
Locked down an interview for us on Wednesday.
Oh,
or a guest, not an interview per se.
A guest,
a local famous person who is not yet old enough to drive here. I think I'm talking to his mom.
Oh,
you'll have to wait and see. 8 o'clock.
I think I know who it is.
Who is it?
I'm gonna tell you.
No, tell me.
No, I'm not going to.
Fine. I did it anyway.
Great.
We're brought to you in very childish ways by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It was some big box office. And quite frankly, I'm surprised it made this much because there were bad reviews or there were cranky reviewers.
And, I think, correction. There were
cranky reviewers.
People set in their ways who just need to...
And I knew people were excited. I didn't think they were $185 million worth of excited, though. That's how much The Lion King made over the weekend, topping the $169.
Do you know how much it made worldwide?
$400?
Oh, half a billion.
Did it?
539.
A lot of people in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, earned 185 beat Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 from July 2011, which made $169 million when the result holds. It'll stand as one of the top 10 largest opening weekends in box office history and will pass Incredibles 2 as the biggest opening weekend ever for an animated film. In fact, that record was once held by the original Lion King from 94 to 99. It opened that weekend long ago with 40.8 million, or if adjusted for inflation, about 70 million. It divided critics, 55% on Rotten Tomatoes, but it got an A on CinemaScore, which a lot of people look to as well, in addition to Rotten Tomatoes. There is an ant on my paper, and I just...
Ah!
Really? Did you just scream rape?
No, I said really?
Sorry. Riverdale, no Luke Perry, but it will feature Shannen Doherty, his former co-star from Beverly Hills 90210. She'll guest star in a special role in the season 4 premiere of the CW series entitled Chapter 58, In Memoriam. Showrunner, Roberto Aguirre Sacasa. I didn't read that right at all. Sorry. Roberto Aguirre Sacasa announced the news Sunday during the show's panel at San Diego Comic-Con, saying that he had long planned for Doherty to appear on Riverdale and that her guest role is something that Luke wanted to happen since season one. They were such good friends. And when we were putting together this tribute episode, we wanted to make it as special as possible. And so we asked Shannen to do a pivotal, super emotional role. She read the script immediately and said, yes, it's very impactful. So she would have been on the show at some point, but his passing made it more important they do it for the Memoriam episode. Also, I guess, from Comic-Con stuff, but not nearly as nerdy, I have to watch this movie. There are two more Halloween sequels on the way.
I saw that. I got to watch the first one. Yes, I'm with you.
The one that came out last fall was a direct sequel to the first Halloween. The studio set the release dates of the sequels. Halloween Kills, October 16th of next year, and then Halloween Ends, October 15th of the following year. For real. All the familiar faces and sounds from John Carpenter, the architect behind Michael Myers, will return for each of those sequels from Jason Blum, head of Blumhouse.
Nice.
And producer of the Halloween franchise. The gang is all back, he tweeted out. If you were interested and might have seen this and weren't sure why, there was a lot of thoughts over the weekend on social media for Chester Bennington. It marked 2 years since he killed himself a couple of years ago in July of 2017 at the age of 41. He left behind 6 kids. On Saturday, his mom, Susan Eubanks, shared... Oh, here's the ant again. I'm just going to kill it now. Nope, I didn't flick it that time. It's an ant.
Did you see me duck? I was like, I'm playing this game again.
Calm down. From his mom, the last kiss I ever got from my wonderful boy. There are no words to explain how much I miss him. I want us to all celebrate his life today. It was him. It was his mom kissing him. And then his wife, Talinda Bennington, also shared a tribute to her late husband on Saturday, urging followers to take care of each other. Cardi B got a new tattoo.
Oh, Cardi. Do I even want to know? Is it going to set me off for the rest of the week?
No, but just for now. It's in honor of her husband, Offset, and he couldn't wait to show off... and he couldn't wait to show off the sexy new ink. The rapper... And there's another one. Maybe we have an ant problem in the studio. Proudly took to Instagram yesterday to share a screenshot showing him during a video call. With her, during which she had her leg held up in the air to reveal the name Offset inked to the back of her thigh. And he said, can't wait to get home. The loved up move comes
after... That tattoo is awful.
The loved up move comes after Offset previously had Cardi's name tattooed on his neck.
To have that money just to... That font is hideous.
The back of her leg.
Whatever. To each their own. I'm angry. That she could have got like so much better font with all that money she has. That's like, have you seen it?
No.
It's disgusting. I mean, kudos to her for getting her man tattooed on, but like, that's the font you chose? She must have been in a rush.
If I were gonna get a tattoo, I'd definitely get one on the back of my back of my thigh before any neck tattoo. Because you know the rule about neck tattoo.
And face tattoos. You've given up on life.
No, you've given up on getting certain white collar jobs. And that applies for white people, black people, and everybody else.
including you.
You saw Lion King over the weekend with the $185 million.
I did. I contributed.
You were very satisfied with where Spirit was placed in the movie?
It was placed very good. Because my friend Travis and I were trying to figure out where it was. Like, is it in the beginning or is it like when he rises up and like overcomes everything? No, it wasn't. It kind of just happened. I go, good job, Disney. Whoever edited this movie, good choice. Good. Is there another one?
No.
Oh, I thought it was another Ant. Okay.
Yeah, looking to see if Janet texted us. It's a good choice. I listened to the Beyonce song, the gift or whatever the heck she called it. Not the interlude stuff to the actual songs.
You would call it what it really is? A love letter to Africa.
Right. I really like the Beyonce song with Jay-Z and Childish Gambino. I think it's called Mood Forever. It's really good.
Okay.
And the first Jay-Z lyric, I'll pull it up. It's pretty funny when he begins to drop his verse.
Okay.
It's one of the most Jay-Z things ever. Not like drug money or anything like that. Kind of. Nothing will ever top I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman, mm-hmm. but it's close to that.
Okay.
8:03 with the morning reboot, and Janet Amid is on the way to give you a free astrological reading. Q105. 8:15, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We are very happy you're here with us this morning. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm, and that music means that our friend Janet Amid is here, and it seems like a lot of people have been going through all different kinds of things. I had a funk that I plummeted into about 2 weeks or so ago. I was able to rebound, and usually that's some of my advice. Like, one of the ways to beat it is to not fight it, let it consume you, and then just bounce back.
Yeah, you have to. Because what happens is when you go through these transits, the transits do not affect us. We actually have control over it. But, well, I shouldn't say they don't affect us. They do frequency-wise, but we have control over everything. You know what I mean?
I do.
Do you know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Yes.
Aren't I cute? Oh my God, Jelly Bean.
You said the sun was in Leo?
The sun just went into the sign of Leo, and we are now in this major retrograde that doesn't go away till around July 31st. And it's
9 days. We can last.
Yeah, it's just that I think it's just while we go through it, I experience a lot of stress from my clients because people are just like, what's going on and why do I feel like I'm in a haze, fog, that sort of thing. It creates a lot of tension, especially if it's affecting your particular chart and you're affected by it based on your sun sign. Geminis are ruled by Mercury, as are Virgos.
Okay.
So certain people are affected a little bit more than others.
Chloe, who's on line one?
We have Carrie-Ann.
Hi, Carrie-Ann. Good to hear from you.
Joy, yeah. How are you guys?
Good. Are you going to ask Janet about getting yourself a boyfriend?
She has a boyfriend.
No, I have one.
Oh, you do this week?
Yeah.
We can't keep track with you. So what do you want to ask Janet?
How it's going. He's just kind of the complete opposite of me, really.
Well, you're a Leo and he's a Virgo, and generally those are compatible signs, so I wouldn't say it's not a good aspect, but you can't go by sun sign alone. However, being that you're a Leo and you're born under a great time, because that's a good period for you to be born, because astrologically things are pretty much in sync with you, I would say that you are somebody who kind of knows what you want when you want it. He's a little passive aggressive. He does things, then he stands back and goes, I don't know what you mean, blah, blah, blah. So that can drive you a little bonkers sometimes. I do see it being, he has some sort of issues when it comes to women. Maybe it goes back to his mother, I'm not sure, but I did see that in there. And I also feel like that also has a lot to do with the fact that sometimes he shuts down emotionally. And normally Virgos are analytical people, and remember I just said Mercury's retrograde, and you by far, you're really affected by it because you were born with Mercury retrograde. So you might be thinking more clearly during this time because you are born under it, and it's retrograding. So you feel like you're kind of in sync with yourself more so now than when it goes into a direct. And also, I feel like the relationship has a lot of potential, but he needs to be a little bit more open with his emotions and stuff like that. I don't know his time of birth. I have yours. I see you as a homebody type of person. You like your home. You like your foundation. You're very security oriented. That's very important to you. And also, what's also important is commitment, relationships, and that sort of thing. Your temperament's amazing. And so I do see this is a possibility it could work. But again, it takes two to tangle. And I don't know if he has enough oomph for you. Does this make sense?
It does, actually. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I wish you a lot of luck with this. I mean, no matter what happens, it'll be your decision, not his. Just remember I told you that, okay?
Okay.
Thanks,
Carrie. You're in control, sweetie. Good luck.
Ooh, she sounds sad. Who's on
two? We have Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Thanks.
Hi,
for,
Sherry.
Thanks for calling us on Q105. What's your question for Janet Amid?
Well, I just wanted to talk to Janet to see if she... I've been having some health issues since February, and I was just wondering if she could see anything in my future or had any recommendations.
Well, the one thing is I'm not a doctor, and I don't have... No, it's okay. I just want to say it. I don't have your time of birth to really pinpoint it, because that is a big part of it. There's 12 houses when you look at a zodiac chart, and the sixth house is the house of health. So I don't know what sign you have going on there. So I would honestly say that from what I can see, what I'm picking up automatically is, you said February, but I think it's been since last... November, December last year into this year. So you've had some issues going on. You need to watch a few things just by looking at this. Your sugar issues can be a little off sometimes. Your lower back issues. You have some digestion, autoimmune system issues going on here. Again, I don't claim to be a doctor, but I'm seeing that you run yourself ragged because you're all over the place. That no matter what you do, you can't dance fast enough. So you're always feeling as though you've got to keep up with the Joneses when it comes to, not financially, but work-wise. You just are always very motivated by everything and anything you do. You're just a go-getter. And sometimes I think you just run yourself ragged. But what I see here is just some issues that go along with emotional stresses that you've been going through. And that goes back, a few years back, to 2014, 2015, 2016. And I think it has settled into this year, and it's showing itself physically.
I think you're dead on.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, because it goes back about 5 years. So I wish you luck with this. Come and see me at the office, because I really want to look at your time of birth and everything else. Okay, to see what's
all
going
right.
on. Okay,
thanks,
good luck.
Oh, have a good week. 8:21 now on Q105 at the morning reboot. Who's this?
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hello.
Hello. What is your question for Janet Amid?
Does she see any difference in my finances changing any time soon?
You have to quit spending money. I mean, you know.
Like, totally?
No, she is. I think you're overly generous. I think you do for others. There's no question about that. But you are very, very generous. I mean, to a point where I want to say stop. But you're smart about it. You know what you're doing when you do it. So when you look at your chart since December 2017, oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it is like showing up in here. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm looking at this about almost 2 years. You have been in this whirlwind. So yes, you can control your own behavior, but it's like you've got to get back into the black. You've been in the red. So it's kind of like you're going to have another year or so to really prove yourself, to pull yourself out of this. You see what I'm saying? And I don't think you have the brains. It's just that sometimes you find yourself like rationalizing your spending habits. You got to work with that. But I do think it's going to get better.
Oh yeah, I definitely need that. You didn't need that.
No, she's very smart. She knows what she's doing. But I think it's generosity. I think it's taking care of things that need to be taken care of. And you have a speculation thing. You like to take chances with things.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Veronica, put stuff in your Amazon cart. Sign off. Step away.
Do you go to the casino now and then?
Not much. I have 3 kids, so I do find myself sometimes maybe seeing things that they don't really need, but I have a lot of family that I, you know, don't spend a lot of time with, so sometimes I do try to compensate, taking
you do.
To dinner.
You're very kind. You're very kind. Sometimes a little too kind. I wish you luck. It's going to be okay, but you just got to, you know, put the brakes on. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Some people just don't have that.
Great callers today.
Some people just don't have that financial discipline that I have after my Friday.
Okay, I'm about to say.
$700 in toys.
What did you spend?
I spent $700.
Well, I don't know. You're showing your buddy here, but I didn't get to see a thing. Another buddy of yours.
Do you want
to
see?
Am I jealous? Yeah,
yes,
I am.
You want to see?
This is sibling rivalry over here going on.
Wow, Janet.
I have my black friend and my white friend.
Well, I mean, I'm an Arabic friend.
I'm not going to say anything.
And you're my Jewish friend.
Yes. Floyd, who's on four?
We got Brandy.
All right, Brandy's got to hold tight. We can get you in line to talk to Janet amid if you've been going through some troubles like many of us have. And you want to know if you want the astrological reason why. 419-240-1055. More calls next.
Q105 traffic. No regrets. Eric Chase in the morning reboot. Q105.
You ready to roll here?
I'm always ready.
Gotta get those headphones on, girl. Who's on four?
We have Brandy on four, and then we have Paige on line one. So we're coming for you, Paige.
Hi, Brandy. Thanks for holding on for us.
Hi.
What's your question for Janet Amid?
I just wanted to know if my career is, like, going to keep going good. I'm self-employed, and it's been pretty good so far, and just wondering if I'm going to be successful at it.
You're very dynamic no matter what you do, and I'm going to tell you that in all honesty. You're meant to work for yourself. You're very structured. You do sort of like get a little stressed out because I think money is obviously is important to all of us, so that's a given. But you are a very territorial person with your business and anything you do, and you're very detailed. And it's interesting because you're an Aries, and most Aries are not that way. I mean, what I mean by that is they're quick about everything they do. Fast, quick. You're not really like that. You're very deliberate. So I think that you Aries make good leaders, and you're definitely a leadership person. But the one thing is, you're meant to work for yourself. I love your sense of detail with anything you do. You have this wonderful, incredible ability to hyper focus on things you need to be doing, and it's wonderful. Temperament's amazing. You're very creative in your thought process and how you do things. You're good at mentoring and teaching other people too at the same time. So you're in this stage of your life called a Saturn return. You've heard me talk about it. It happens every 27 to 30 years. Well, you're 31, so here we are. So this is a great stage of your life. It really is. It began about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. So this is a big growing stage for you, and absolutely you are going to just skyrocket next year, more so than you already have this year. So I wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
Brandy,
you're welcome.
Brandy, if you don't mind me asking, what is your job that you do for yourself?
I thought she was in some creative thing or something.
Brandy?
Yeah, I do modeling.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What kind of modeling?
Oh, look at you. Your face all got pink all of a sudden, Eric.
You know, Eric.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Yeah, I know who this Brandy is. All right.
Okay.
Bye, Brandy. Yeah, I know what kind of modeling. Anyway, who's on one?
Well, she's a very, but she's... But it is Paige.
Thank you.
Hi, Paige.
I wish Brandy luck.
Stifled there for a minute. Paige, do you do any modeling for anybody? Paige?
Paige, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, she definitely
Do you
models.
Not hear us?
Can you hear us okay?
No, I didn't know if it was my turn to talk.
No, it's definitely...
Oh, she's being polite.
All
You're
your
being
turn.
Polite.
Talk to Janet. She's all yours.
You know, hi, sweetheart. You're asking a lot about your career. And one of the things I was going to say is the first stage of your life. And I was just talking to the previous caller about her cycle, which was this year. Yours was about seven years ago, which is 2012, 2013, 2014. That's when you initially started your career adventure and that sort of thing. But in about a year and a half to 2 years, whatever you began at that time, you're going to expand upon it. Now, you might say, well, I'm already doing that. Well, yeah, maybe since November, December last year into this year, you started making some adjustments. But when you really make some big changes, it's going to be happening in about a year and a half to 2 years. So whatever you began in 2012 through 2014, December 2020 through 2023 is going to take you into a different dimension, a different stage of your life. So it looks very favorable. And I think one of the things you have to watch out for is your anxiety level. You have some of that going on. And so you get very oh my gosh, you are like so anxious. But you know, nobody would know that because you're communicative. You're outgoing on the outside. You have this amazing personality and you're attracted to culture, travel, things of that nature. So you really do have this sort of adventurous side going on. But I definitely see this upcoming year kind of opening up doors for you. But watch a little bit with your health. I see some lower back issues with you. So be careful about that. But I do see you kind of like moving forward. I love that. I think your communication skills are what's going to take you to the top. Okay?
Nice. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
8:34 on the morning reboot featuring Janet and Amid.
You don't want me to sing?
No, I'd rather you not. I'd rather you do astrological readings.
Oh. Psychic readings.
Yeah. More calls. We can grab you now. 419-240-1055. Call us now. I've been hustling and tonight is my appraisal. Cause I'm a hooker selling songs and my pimp's a record label. 840 on Q105, the morning reboot brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. This show is about to get a lot juicier, a lot more bachelorette and bachelor-like. So
I cannot stand that show.
A lot of people like it, though.
Oh, God.
Hannah's been a tornado this season.
That is a gag show to me.
Luke and everybody else.
Give me Die Hard any day.
You know, I don't... The movie?
Yeah. I like action.
So you know I don't have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, it's sad. You should have a woman.
And when there is one, when I'm in a relationship, I found it's a lot easier to come up with content. And yeah. Thanks to somebody, we've got a lot to talk about now moving forward. Do you want me to dump that?
What?
Too late.
No, because nothing happened.
I'm just saying. I'm noticing more
things. What? What are you talking about? You're talking in anecdotes.
In riddles?
Riddles. I'm like, I feel like I'm in The Shining, and I'm going through that little maze. I don't know what you're saying.
Never I feel like it. I'm a dead little girl on a little bike. So we're the same. Who's on one, Floyd?
Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Abbott and Costello. Who's on fifth?
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Thanks for calling us. What question do you have for Janet Amin this morning?
Relationship.
So you're not with somebody right now. I'm a little surprised about that, to be honest with you. I know that you are very friendly. You're a great communicator. That seems to be your forte. You're a little odd when it comes to not letting go of things from the past. You obviously come across like this extroverted social being, and you kind of are like that, but you're also living in your head a lot. Man, do you have obsessions about money? You're like, you know, and it's not that you're materialistic, but you're just a very conscientious person. When it comes to it. Anyway, you didn't ask me about that, but one of the things that I would say romantically is that you are very comfortable with women as friends, and you're really a woman's you're drawn to women. You don't just like women, you are drawn to women as people. So it's like you don't just like the body parts, you like the whole thing. So I would probably say that means that some men are all about, but they're misogynistic, they're liking the body parts.
Whoa.
But it's not even about women. It could be men, it could be anything.
You can be about somebody, about their physical features, and not be misogynistic.
No, you don't understand. I don't think you're about women anyway, Tim, so I just want to let you know that. But anyway, what I was going to say...
I hope he knows that.
No, well, what I'm trying to say is a misogynist, I think, it's a Latin word for, I believe, woman hater. So basically, it means that men who are attracted to women because of, you know, what they can get out of them sexually, but not necessarily as women. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. It's not ridiculous. Am I right, Tim? Am I right or wrong?
Well, not real. I'm gay, so
I know that.
Well,
I know that.
Way to go, ruin it for us, Tim.
No, I knew that. I know that. But what I mean, but you still like women as friends. You're very comfortable with women as friends.
Yeah.
You're a very good guy. You're very social. You like your friendships, things like that, and your communication skills are great. But your choices and partnerships—that's another story. If Floydie was not taken, I'd say, hey, hook up. But anyway, he's taken.
What is going on here?
What?
Tim, do you feel that you're maybe, I'll say it nicer, in a nicer way, you're not misogynistic, maybe you're a little overly superficial?
I don't think so at all. I think he's very genuine.
You called a gay guy misogynistic.
I didn't say he was. I was talking an example about men. I'm not saying he is, because he's a very nice guy. You're asking me about romance. This is a good year for you. This is a phenomenal year, because last year was really difficult. You had a lot of heartache last year. It was very hard. This year is a much better year. I feel like you're moving into a great direction with yourself. I see you prospering not only romantically, but also career, job, work-wise, too. So things are kind of falling into your place at this time. But last year was very difficult, right?
Awesome. Yes. Yeah.
You're a nice guy.
All right, Tim, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it.
He's a man who likes women, even though he's gay.
I am straight. I like guys.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. You're debating with me, and I know exactly what I'm talking about, but you've got me all going in circles.
You're the only one that knows. This is why we like you.
That's right.
This is why we like you.
That's right.
I'm just here being pretty.
You are pretty today.
And that's why you're in your relationship, because you look good.
Oh,
stop that.
He is. He's adorable.
Right. Okay. 8:45 with the morning reboot. Signs are to come. We will sing those perhaps in the Mickey Mouse voice.
Please.
Aww. We can. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. You can get the podcast of the show. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Today's show will be posted before 10 a.m. for you. 8:54. It's 7:54 in Chicago right now. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag SunPig. Eric and Floyd, we have signs with Janet Amid here as we wrap up your fine hour with us.
I know.
Thank you.
Sun moved into Leo, and so these signs are about Leo sun sign, Mercury retrograde still in effect till July 31st.
One quick thing. Mm-hmm. Floyd, when is your mom's birthday?
November 21st, 1957.
Oh,
how would I match up with her?
Well, she's like a Scorpio Sag. You would be okay. You have a lot of your planets in the ninth house, so you would probably, that means you would probably communicate really well together.
What about our sexual chemistry?
Oh, stop.
First off, it would never work because he's never seen any of the Bourne Identity movies. That's already a deal breaker. I've already texted her and told her.
Those.
Yeah, those are her favorite. And she just.
Donna and I will hit it off.
She literally just said.
I bet she doesn't like The Bachelor.
She does not. She hates that show.
She hates those shows.
I was just thinking, every Monday, Floyd meets Donna at the Glendale Garden Cafe.
That's a great restaurant.
You should go with them.
I want to meet your mother so much.
We have son-mother dates.
She's amazing. She's the kind of person I would like. I can't stand those shows. And the sad part is, my friend was up for The Bachelorette. She lives in Chicago. She sent me your picture. I'll just show it to you.
You would have dangled more beautiful women in front of my face that I can't date?
No, she's a nurse in Chicago, and she was actually up for it. She sent her pictures out there and everything.
Who's that?
Beautiful.
Is that your niece?
No. She's in Columbus.
No, Yeah. Is that your niece?
No.
Who is that?
This is a girl in Chicago. Her mother is my close friend.
Who's the Columbus girl?
My niece.
Yeah. Here's what Janet does.
She's gorgeous.
You'd be great with her. And I look at her and I'm like, yeah, she's really attractive.
She's in law school.
And then Janet's like, oh, no, it's not. It wouldn't work.
Well, she's so far away.
For Columbus, I'll ask her to come up here.
Well, you know what? I would love for you to date my niece because I think you're wonderful.
I would love to be in the Amid family.
I know. Well, I would like to be in your family.
We would finally, after 2,000 years of yelling and screaming at each other, bring the Jews and the Arabs together.
But they're so much alike. That's the interesting thing. We have the same. Most of my friends are Jewish. We all go to the same restaurants. We like the same food. It's just interesting.
All right, let's do signs.
All right. I want to be Jewish. Okay, let's start with Aries. Health and taking full responsibility of yourself is the focus this week, as well as the urgency to kind of get back into shape. Also, with the sun now in fiery Leo, romance is at your door. New or existing love connections can be quite interesting, more receptive than usual. Taurus! Relationships, specifically family, may have a tendency to require more attention this week. So set your limits if you must, but also pay attention to your own needs. In addition, your financial security is going to increase in the next week or so. Gemini. Oh, I love that.
You're welcome.
For the next few weeks or so, importance is placed on work and home and doing what you do best, and that is to add life and purpose to every given situation. In the past few weeks or so, your tendency to do it all may have caused you to feel a little overwhelmed, exasperated. So take a deep breath and allow nature to take its course. Cancer. As the sun now in a good balance to your own sun sign is highlighted, a great period to turn the tables. The framework of your life at this time seems to be focused on how you see yourself as well as how others may see you. So now it's time to focus on your own given priorities while trying not to jump into deep waters. Leo. Changes are definite and positive as the sun in Leo activates your inner charm, much for the better. A good cycle to flourish, whether work or family related. So in the past, so much of your life is dependent on what you have given to others. This is clearly a time to focus on yourself. Virgo. A 12th house transiting sun, now in Leo, clearly is all about reinvention and clearing your mind, making room. A very strong cycle in which you seek some resolution. Also, it's important to be aware of health-related matters. In addition, changes in your personal house may allow you to finally get to where you're going. Libra.
Libra.
It has been said that the secret of life is consistency, and you, for one, are always a constant. However, major planetary influences in your life, specifically the sun and now in your area of goals, clearly signifies that one chapter in your life is closed and now it's on to the next one. Relationships, business, and personal during this time may go through a little bit of a transition. Scorpio. With the sun now at your midheaven, it's time to approach business matters with confidence. Make the best of what is given to you. You should be in fine form and ready to meet any challenges ahead. Sagittarius.
Sag!
Your area of work may undergo a change as you see yourself pulling from your present position. Also, your love life may shift a bit as your tolerance level goes uncharted. In addition, as always, watch your money. Capricorn. A mixture of challenging yet interesting aspects are transiting your natal suns, specifically speaking, Jupiter in Sag, as it provides you with the wherewithal to make changes you wouldn't necessarily make. It also increases your sense of obligations and responsibility. So it's a good way to kind of take care of yourself, but also be focused on what it is you need to do for yourself. Capricorn. Good old Capricorn. For all you Capricorns out there, it's all about work. It's all about career. It's all about kind of getting things going in the right direction. This is a good week for you to set some primary goals for yourself, as well as kind of focusing on things you need to do when it comes to your money, but also relationships as well. Aquarius. Planetary influences in your partnership house. It's all about you getting more of what you need as far as relationships are concerned. It's a good week to focus on what others may be telling you. Also focus on what matters, and that is yourself. This can and will be a prosperous week for all concerned. Pisces. For many of you, there's so much of a need for introspection, though Jupiter in your area of partnerships leaves little room. This period will definitely force you out of your cocoon. Use this time to focus on fitness and habits now that the sun has moved into your six. If anyone would like to get a hold of me, the office number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510, or janetamid@aol.com. And remember, September 29, we have a psychic event coming up at the Maumee Pinnacle. Mark it down, and it's 9:30 to 4:30, Maumee Pinnacle, September 29th, psychic event.
I liked, what was the first sign that we did?
Aries.
Kind of want to work out.
I just mean that most Aries are very hyper-focused about nutrition and health because it's a very vigilant sign. So when I say you don't really have to do it because you're already doing it, you have a lot of Aries in your chart. You're a Taurus, but you have a lot of your... You know why you think psychologically and philosophically? Because when you look at your time of birth, most of your planets are in your ninth house, and the ninth house is philosophy, psychology. You would have been a good therapist.
Yeah. I was having this discussion with a friend, with somebody I know the other day. We were talking about movies. Like movies you watch. She's like, I don't base friendships on movies that we have in common. I'm like, it's not like that. Like, we're not sitting down to watch these together. Yeah. It's like where your interests lie and what you like to talk about and discuss.
Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot of sense.
I'd like to discuss you leaving now. No, just
kidding. What movies do you like?
He's
always insulting me like that.
But I love you.
He's so blunt. I love you too.
And the faster I get you out of here, the faster you rub my back. What movies do I like? I like ones that make me think.
I do too.
I don't watch comedies.
I don't either.
We would be great if I were your age.
I know.
I can't let you cougar me.
Oh my God, I do not like
MMS. We should put you on one of the dating apps just to see like what kind of responses you get.
Can I run your Janet Amin's Tinder?
No. God, I would never go on a dating app. Although I did once, and I met a guy in Texas. Anyway, that's a long story.
But thank you for the visit today.
We're talking when computers came out.
I just got the news that Molly was adopted on Saturday.
Yay. Oh, no. She was the cutest little thing.
Yeah, she did get adopted.
She was beautiful, dog.
She was thick.
I could barely handle a husband, let alone a dog.
Such a good girl.
Yeah,
such
I
a good
know
girl.
She was so sweet.
Yeah, you want to look at your little space cards for me? Let me know if I should get a third dog.
All right.
Yeah.
You're such a good daddy.
You call them space cards.
I want to show you that little game I was telling you about.
I'm going to show you my back that you can rub.
All right, gosh.
Oh my Lord.
Text Eric to 419-240-1055
Bye, everyone.
1055 to get our
sweet
podcast.
Floyd. Q105.